And very much like the regular season, you are getting a steady diet of Mike and Mike this week, that's for sure. This is Trailblazers Courtside. We'll be back tomorrow with another Summer League game. Summer League games all throughout the week here on Comcast Sportsnet. And this, however, is an hour-long broadcast discussing all things Trailblazers. We will go to Las Vegas and talk to several. We'll talk to Dan Dickow, assistant coach Nolan Smith. We're going to talk to Chris Haynes from CSNNW. He's down there as well. But Mike Barrett with Mike Rice. Blazers coming off their first win. There's the Courtside tip-off presented by Standard TV and Appliance. You see, assistant coach at Summer League, Dan Dickow, and then Smitty will get him on Skype at 6:30, so you'll see him as well. And then Chris Haynes will join us and talk about not only just the Summer League game from last night, the win over New Orleans, but the other things going on. Nick Batum, Jarrett Jeffries, that trade is now official, and the coaching search, because it sounds like they're interviewing a lot of candidates in Las Vegas, Mike Rice.
Elston Turner,
yeah,
whose son is in the Summer League. I guess we're all getting older. I remember Elston Turner's son when he was very, very small. But it should be interesting. You know, we'll get some views on all those subjects you just mentioned. The Nicholas coming back for a and I don't know if he'd be too happy about that. They played last night. Spain.
The report is that they say that the Blazers have asked him. In fact, Chris Haynes is one who reports that.
Yeah.
I've asked him to come back for a physical. And people have assumed that's because they are going to match.
Yeah, and, you know, if you're going to spend a lot of money and you've had trouble in the past with injuries, you're going to want a, you know, I can see that. You'd want a physical to make sure you're putting your money where.
Yeah, we'll ask Chris Haynes about that later on, find out more about that, and we'll talk about the coaching search. Chris is pretty wired in with some agents, find out how that is going and see who the leading candidates are at this point. We talked about it a little bit during the game last night, and of course we'll talk a lot about Damian Lillard and Myers Leonard, and we'll talk with Nolan Smith about his impression. Wesley Matthews was gushing about Myers Leonard after the game last night. So all that and more coming up on Trailblazers Courtside here on Comcast Sportsnet. And welcome into Trailblazers Courtside here on this Monday night following Portland's first Summer League game. Mike there along with Mike Rice. Yes, you're excited to get going, I understand.
Yes. Do you think Shally knows what hashtag means?
Why would you say that?
He read a promo and I just...
Like you're Mr. Captain Technology?
That's right.
All right. Mike Barrett, Mike Rice here with you for the next hour. Drink your beverage during the break, would you please? Coming up in the program tonight, Dan Dickow will join us from Las Vegas. He is an assistant coach with the Trailblazers at Summer League, and who knows, maybe an assistant coach next season. We'll see. He ran some of the pre-draft workouts and has had a much bigger role. Nolan Smith will join us via Skype, for those of you watching on Comcast Sportsnet, at 6:30. And then Chris Haynes from Comcast Sportsnet and CSNNW.com will join us from Las Vegas at 6:45. We'll talk about the Nick Batum situation, the head coaching situation, the interviews that have gone on, and Chris has been on top of that situation, so we'll talk about that and last night's ball game as well, as Portland defeated New Orleans coming from behind after they had a real rough first half. And Damian Lillard and Myers Leonard, the first game in the books, a success, and a lot of people excited about it.
It really was, and there's reason to be excited. If you look at the big guy more than anything else, because Lillard, you know, guards, it's a guard summer league, and he performed well in the second half to win the game. But the big guy, when you're not receiving the basketball, when they're not setting you up for you know, to get touches and to get try to score, you're doing it all with hustle like he did last night. That's an amazing fact, and the I think we're really into a big guy that will hustle. He runs the court. He's in great shape. If you're in trouble penetrating, just throw it up by the rim and he'll dunk it. So, you know, I think the Blazers have a find in this young guy. And his interviews are outstanding. After the game, I listened to twice just to make sure it was as good as I thought it was the first time. He really he has some good thoughts. He just doesn't repeat the same thing. I played hard and all, you know.
Well, and we had said back before, like even during the pre-draft workouts, Portland is going to love Myers Leonard. You know, we know how they've taken to Joel Prisbilla during his years here. Myers is kind of Joel 2.0 in that regard, and has a great story and great background. If those if people watching, listening don't know the story, his dad died when he was young. His mother has trouble getting around. His brother served two tours in Afghanistan, came back to surprise him last year. Little Illinois is a great story. Myers got a great perspective on life and a real likable guy, and can dunk with the best of them. And he was asked about dunk contests. And in fact, Chris Haynes, who joins us later on, had some footage of Myers today after practice going between the legs. Some impressive dunks. He is 7'1", but he is a big-time dunker.
He's so young with so much potential. You know, it'd be another thing if the guy hadn't improved from his senior year in high school to his freshman year at Illinois to his sophomore year, and he has. He really has gotten better because he's not afraid to work. And if you put all these guys, and that's why Wesley Matthews is saying, you know, I said I'd only play two games, but I'm having so much fun with this group. They're so good to be around. And when he says that, you know they're having fun playing. That's why you can come back when you're 17 down and you're not playing well. You listen to coaches. You give it everything you have, and it's a good group, and it's fun. Houston won big today over the Kings. Finally, Jimmer had a big game in the summer league. He had 30 points today, but Houston looks very, very good. We'll talk about them, of course, tomorrow when we go before the ball game. But that'll be a good game, good test for the Blazers summer league team.
Well, and Nolan Smith got off to a good start in the game last night, then rolled that ankle and kind of went through practice today a little bit, didn't do everything. We'll find out from him at 6:30 how the ankle is feeling. I know he plans to play tomorrow when the trouble.
He had three nice moves, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He did. And he, you know, had a little floater on the baseline.
Yes.
And he's showing a little bit of that mean and nasty, which is what he said he was.
Yes, spin dribble.
When we come back, though, we'll talk to Dan Dickow, Blazer assistant coach on this Summer League team, and get his impressions of not only the first game of the Summer League for Portland, but what is to come for the Trail Blazers at Summer League. When Trail Blazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power, continues. Trailblazers Courtside continues here on Comcast Sportsnet, the Trailblazers Radio Network, and streaming live on trailblazers.com. Mike Barrett back with Mike Rice. Portland at the Summer League, of course, in Las Vegas, getting set to take on Houston tomorrow night following their win over New Orleans last night. And joining us now from Las Vegas is Blazer assistant coach at Summer League, obviously at a game right now, Dan Dickow. Danny, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you doing?
We're doing good. We were impressed with the second half last night. Obviously, some nerves, maybe some guys a little bit jittery in that first half, but it certainly took care of itself in what was a brilliant third quarter.
Yeah, the third quarter we played really, really well. I think some of the things we did a really good job of is outside defense. You know, we were much better of taking care of initial problems. Guys are going to get by you at this level. Are you going to be there ready to help teammates out? I think we did a much better job of that. I think offensively we made shots. You know, we didn't shoot the ball particularly well in the first half, and I think we did a much better job of that. And Damian definitely settled down and played really, really well in that second half.
Normally, you as a player in Las Vegas, you would have a lot of time to walk around the casinos and everything. Do you find coaching now that you don't have nearly as much free time as you had before?
You're completely right on, Mike. Yeah, this is the second game I've been at today scouting. We had practice in the morning before that coach's meeting. You know, but that's fine. That's the nature of going from a player to a coach is your responsibilities and what you have to do changes. So best job in the world is to be a player. The second best job in the world is to be a coach. So I can't complain right now. I'm enjoying it.
Well, what's your plan, Dan? Because, you know, you of course helped out last season, didn't travel with us much. But we're in player development and helping guys out when they were home. And then, you know, you ran some of the pre-draft workouts and did a great job with that. And now an assistant on the summer league staff. I know we don't have a head coach in place right now. What is your plan? What's your desire?
You know, I think definitely I'm into the coaching thing. I'm ready to proceed with whatever opportunities come my way. You know, obviously there's a pecking order with the organization and what they've got to get done. Obviously, you know, we had to get a GM, and then now we had to get through the draft, and we had to get through free agency, and now they're kind of whittling away at the coaching search. So, you know, we'll see how that takes out and if there's an opportunity for me to stay on staff here in Portland or if I'm going to have to look somewhere else. But, you know, I definitely want to be back in Portland, and I definitely want to move forward with the coaching career and see where it takes me.
Now, as a coach, we noticed last night that the big guy was really hustling, getting rebounds. Would you try to get him a little more, a few more touches down in the low box to keep him? I'm sure he'll keep hustling without getting touches, but is the plan to get him involved in the offense a little bit more?
Well, I think with Myers, I think if you look at his game, it's something that is going to have to evolve over time. I don't think he's a guy right now in his career where you're just going to throw him the ball and say go to work and get a 20-point big fella. I think the strength for him is going to be running the floor, scoring in transition, and setting screens and diving, creating problems, you know, with his athleticism and length, diving to the basket off pick and rolls. And he did that a few times last night. Will Barton actually hit him on a great drive on the baseline, and Myers set a hammer screen for Damian in the corner and then dove to the basket off the elbow. So, you know, those are going to be his strengths early in his career, but I think he's got the work ethic, and I think he's got the desire to work at it to become a good post player.
All right, point guard to point guard now. Talk about Damian Lillard. What are you seeing outside of just the game last night, but in some of the practices and the little mini camp? How impressed are you with Lillard's maturity and ability to create open shots for his teammates?
You know, I think the first thing with Damian that stands out is he plays at his own pace. He plays with a lot of poise for a young point guard, and that says a lot. I think, you know, he's extremely efficient, and that's something that you see when you scouted him, watching him at Weber State last year, and I've seen in the first week of summer league stuff this year. You know, I think, you know, had guys made more shots in that first half, his assist numbers would have looked better than they were last night. I think that's one thing that a lot of people do get stuck on, assist numbers for point guards. At the end of the day, the thing that really matters is winning basketball games. And so he got the job done in that regard last night. I do think he's going to be a very efficient point guard as far as scoring the ball, but as he learns the NBA game, setting up others as well, because he's so smart.
How about Wesley Matthews? He said he's probably only played two games, but he seems to be really enjoying being around these young guys. What's his status? How many games do you think he will play?
Well, you know, I know you guys know Wes a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised if he ended up sticking around for all five games and being in Las Vegas on someone else's dime. so that might mean he only plays 2 or 3 minutes in the last couple games, but I think it's great to have him around. You know, three-year veteran guy who still wants to be a part of summer league and kind of be in a structured basketball setting and really kind of help set the tone for some of these young guys, I think is really, really good, and it shows a lot about West's character.
All right, Dan, we appreciate it. We'll get back to your scouting duties. We don't want to take away from that, you know, as you're trying to impress as a coach now. So we appreciate you taking a few minutes with us, and maybe we'll talk to you later here during summer league. Good luck tomorrow against Houston.
All right, I appreciate it. Well, maybe I need to impress you with some broadcasting skills down the road.
You've already done that. All right, that's the second best job is the broadcasting. Third best, I think, is coaching.
Okay.
All right, just so you know. You were ranking them a while ago. Thanks, Dan.
Okay.
Dan Dick, Blazer assistant coach, watching some Summer League games in Las Vegas. I know you'd agree with that because you don't lose any games.
And only because I've been through six head coaches.
Yeah.
Well. And that tells you something about the occupation of coaching in the NBA. And, you know, that's part of the excitement right now going on, the Blazers naming a coach, and the Blazers also need a president, and there's a lot of talk about, who might be
reports,
the president.
Interesting reports today about all of this stuff.
And Phil Jackson.
Yeah, the reports that have come out about this, and Jason Quick had one as well. And we'll talk to Chris Haynes coming up at 6:45.
Yes.
He's been kind of on top of all of this stuff. And, some interesting stuff.
He's probably been – last year he was the rookie of the year, Chris Haynes, in the field. And now he's even taken that another step that Comcast hired him full-time. He's really doing a nice job of staying on top of it. And I think it makes everyone else in the field, the Jason Quicks, the Joe Freemans.
Oh, what are you trying to say?
Well, I'm saying they have to hustle to stay on top. You know, that it becomes a competitive thing. Who gets the information out? And I think that's what Twitter does. It's, if you want to, we didn't know what the numbers were on the offer sheet.
Yeah.
To Nicholas, 3 minutes later, you know, the agents leak it out and it gets to Twitter just like that. So there's hardly any secrets in basketball now.
Getting it out quickly is nice, but getting it right is
right.
Also.
And it's not always right. It's not always right.
But we will wait and see on a lot of that stuff. We'll talk to Chris about 6:45, maybe a hair before that, about what is going on and about the latest coaches who have been interviewed by the Trailblazers. He has been reporting on all of that. We'll find out a little later on. Nolan Smith joins us at 6:30. We'll take a break here on Trailblazers Courtside and discuss the Nick Batum situation. Wednesday, 3 p.m. or so, we're hearing that is the deadline for the Trailblazers. Will they match? Will they not? We'll find out. We'll talk about it when we come back. Welcome back, Trailblazers Courtside. All of the Trailblazers Summer League games can be seen live here on Comcast Sportsnet. And thanks to those of you watching on Trailblazers.tv and listening on the Blazers Radio Network. Mike Barrett back with Mike Rice. A little later on, coming up next segment, in fact, Nolan Smith will join us via Skype from Las Vegas. And then Chris Haynes about 6:45-ish. We'll pop on and give us an update on some of the stuff we've been talking about. All right, for a few minutes here during this segment. Nick Batum, the assumption is by everybody that Portland will match and he will continue to be a Trailblazer. I thought Dwight James had an interesting piece today, and we were talking to Dwight last night between the Summer League game and Talking Ball, which was right after the ball game, about Nick and about the kind of guy that Nick is. And we both know him well just simply from being around him and traveling with him so much. A little bit of a sensitive guy. Certainly, some people use motivation as criticism as motivation, and some guys get down when they hear things. Do you find or do you have concern of the pressures that can possibly come with a huge contract and some of the stuff that has happened during this? Now, agent's fault or not, he's still got to take responsibility for it if all this stuff happens. Are you concerned at all with Nick and his personality and being able to deal with this?
Probably. Yeah, I really am. There's a lot of guys that would and go out and just,
I'll show you.
Yeah, and I don't think he's that tight. He's very sensitive, and I think he has, these people that say, well, he's not worth $11 million. You're worth what people are willing to pay you in basketball. There's a lot of guys, CONCAC, and you can go back through history of the contracts and who isn't worth it. He has potential to be worth that.
He's 23. People kind of forget that.
Yeah, and he really has the skills to do, you know, and I've seen him improve his dribbling, his shooting. He has very much, we were talking about Myers-Leonard, you know, he needs to improve and, you know, he's willing to work at it. This could stunt the growth of Nicholas trying to live up to a contract that people feel that he doesn't deserve with his talent. His talent could deserve that because he is improving and he can do things that other players can't do. Number one, he's a tremendous shooter, and I've seen the improvement he has made in the field of shooting. He can shoot as well as anybody. He really has a knack. He's improved his post-up moves, which puts him in another category. He can go inside now, and he couldn't 2 years ago. He's improved upon that. Now, it hurt Billy Baino not being here. He really worked with him to improve, and he made him, before every game, work on his post-up moves, work on different things. That all finished. So, you know, I saw
Baino,
some
who,
growth.
By the way, is in Minnesota.
Yes.
And they are very close friends.
Right. And that's, I think, 90% of Nicholas wanting to go there is Bill Baino, because Nicholas improved every day when Baino was working with him. And Baino worked with him and knew how to push the right buttons with Nicholas. I'm thinking this contract, he may shy away from everything because of the criticism. He has one bad game. That could hurt him. But he has potential to live up to that contract. He really does. These people that say he'll never average 19, they don't see him every day like we do in practice and games. He does have that potential. But with his personality, I think – it's going to really weigh on him, this contract, and they have to be very careful how they handle him and, you know, bring him forth, because it looks like he is going to be a Blazer.
Well, and it's not the only situation like that in the NBA. Of course, Eric Gordon was the same thing, came out and even stronger against New Orleans. Well, they matched, and guess what? He's going back to New Orleans, so it's not like it's a
Eric Gordon
a unique situation.
Is a hard-nosed, I'll show you.
Yeah.
Type
well, we'll
guy.
See, and we'll see how Nick responds when and if Wednesday comes and goes, and if he is still a trailblazer the way most everybody assumes he will be. We'll take a break. When we come back, Nolan Smith will join us from Las Vegas. We'll find out how the ankle is that he rolled last night, and also about his offseason plans and his desire to get a little meaner when Trailblazers courtside continues right after this. And a beautiful day in the Portland area. Not as hot as Las Vegas, of course, as the Trailblazers tomorrow night take on the Houston Rockets summer league team after defeating the New Orleans Hornets last night with a big-time second half, not only from Damian Lillard, but Myers Leonard and Luke Babbitt played well. Luke had a double-double. Everybody talked about Myers' double-double. Luke had one as well. And one guy who got off to a great start in the game and then rolled his ankle. But plans to play tomorrow is Nolan Smith. And we go live to Las Vegas to hook up with Smitty right now. Nolan, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. How y'all doing?
Are you icing that ankle below the table? Because we don't see the ankle, but is there an ice bag on it?
No ice on it right now, but as soon as we're done, I'm going to continue to get treatment on it.
Looked like you were just kind of backpedaling, playing defense. Did you step on Rivers' foot, or what happened?
I'm not really sure. It just kind of gave out. I felt like I was in good defensive position, just rolled over on me.
Yeah, you know, we're looking at it right now, and we can see, it's going to happen right there. Oh, yeah, it's the bad ankle scene. Now, you know what we're doing? We're saving you from losing money. Being on the show here, you would be down losing money in the slot machines, wouldn't you?
I'm not too much of a gambler, so we're good.
You're staying away from that.
Smitty, was it frustrating, though, having a little bit of a sprain after how hard you've worked? And tell us about what your off season has been like. I follow you on Twitter, as a lot of people do, and have seen you've traveled some. You've been down in Durham and bouncing around a little bit, but you've been in the gym a lot. And what are the things that you're working on the most?
Oh, I live in the gym. I definitely take a lot of pride in my summertime just to, you know, just live in the gym, get better, and work on my all-around game. And it was definitely disappointing getting hurt. You know, I got off to the start that I wanted to get off to, starting summer league off just, in a full attack mode and aggressive mindset. You know, that's when I'm at my best. And, you know, to go down like that was definitely disheartening. But, you know, sitting there just watching the game, you know, I feel like mentally and physically I'm where I need to be as a player, and I look forward to get back on the court tomorrow night.
You know, you had a move that spin move that we were going down the baseline. I hadn't seen that, so I said, now, I know he can do things like that, and now he is doing it. He's in the attack mode. What brought that all on? Did you, you know, talk to people, or did you talk to yourself and saying, I've got to be more aggressive? Because last night, you looked like a different Nolan Smith.
Oh, yeah, I had a lot of talks this summer. Obviously, talking with Coach K, Coach Jim Lynham, who is a longtime family friend of mine. Had a three-hour film session with him on the 4th of July. So I've had a lot of time this summer to talk to a lot of great basketball minds just to, you know, get my mind, you know, where it needs to be. And then obviously just live in the gym to get my game where it needs to be to, you know, come out here and perform the way I know I can perform.
Nolan Smith, our guest here on Trailblazers Courtside. You know, Nolan, we talked about during the broadcast last night, people kind of forget this, but there was no summer league last year. And then, of course, the lockout and a shortened training camp, condensed training camp, then a condensed schedule and a strange season for the Trailblazers, you know, with all that happened and the trade at the deadline and the departure of Nate McMillan. How much will it benefit you this summer having things a little bit more normal as far as having a summer league, the regular report time when guys get in late August and they have the full court runs and then training camp starts? How nice will it be to have some normalcy at least as you head into your second season?
Oh, it's going to be great. I could definitely see where I missed out on it last year, you know, even just with the, you know, training camp for summer league and, you know, going forward, it's just a lot of help. It's kind of like a, you know, a cheat card for a big test. You know, you get to learn a lot before you get to go to training camp. And, you know, the rookies this year, you know, they're getting that opportunity. They're getting out here and they're playing great basketball, as everybody saw last night. And, you know, they're getting a head start on what they need to learn heading into the season.
Now, position-wise, do you feel comfortable playing with Lillard and on the off-guard spot, or would you feel more comfortable battling it out just for the point guard position, one start and one come in for him? How do you feel about where you'd like to play this year?
I had a great lunch with Dan Dickow the other day, and I think me and him together came to the conclusion that, you know, I'm a guard, and, you know, I can make plays, I can score the ball. And my biggest thing focusing on is I'm going to do whatever it takes to be on the court and helping the Trailblazers win this coming season. And whether it's at the point guard or shooting guard position, you know, I'm ready and I've worked hard to just be on the court.
You know, I noticed you at the end of the season last year and all through the period this year working with Dan Dickow. You mentioned him. To me, he seems like a natural guy for the coaching industry, the business. He hasn't been hired yet, I don't think, by the Blazers, and they're probably waiting to get a head coach. But what do you feel about Dan Dickow? He looks like the same type of guy as Bill Baino.
He definitely is. He's a great guy. You know, he's passionate about the game. He played the game. He had a great career. He's somebody who I've watched for a long time. And then just his passion for it, you know, he'll show up to the gym early, you know, just to work out a player, work me out, stay an hour, 2 hours after practice. And that's the kind of passion that you want in your coach. And, you know, Dan definitely has that. And he's been a great mentor for me in my first year.
Nolan, you know, I've talked with you about this and kind of did after a couple of the practices, the mini camp practices. Your mindset when your team goes out and drafts a point guard, I mean, do you look at it as motivation and a challenge maybe, knowing another guy is in town who wants your position and like him as you may? And I know you do. You guys are all friends and are having fun together. What is it like, and what is your motivation like? I mean, you guys both want the minutes there and obviously can play together.
Yeah, it's definitely just motivation. I think it's just, you know, for me, it just showed me, you know, firsthand the business. You know, you always had to continue to work hard, and, you know, the moment you stop working hard, you know, they're gonna look for somebody else to come in. So I definitely have to just continue to work hard, use that as motivation, head into this season to make sure that next year it doesn't happen again. You know, you never know what's going to happen next year? They could look to bring in another guard. And it's my job to use this fire and hunger that I have now and that I learned this year to continue to just keep that hunger from now and throughout my whole career and just to solidify myself in this league.
I know how much you want to show the coaches what you can do in this summer session. You wouldn't try to play with that ankle not 100%, would you? Does it feel well enough to play tomorrow?
It definitely feels well enough to play. And if it wasn't, I definitely wouldn't go. You know, I've talked to Wes and those guys, and they're like, you know, it's the summertime. You know, we saw you all training camp. We know that you have that hunger and what you can do. But, you know, obviously I still have a lot to prove, and I want to prove it now. So, you know, I want to be on the court, you know, as much as I can, you know, hurt or not. There's a lot of time after summer league to rest. So I definitely am taking this as my opportunity, and it's not broke, so I can play.
Smitty, last thing quickly, a couple of words about Myers Leonard. Your thoughts on him? Last night gets the double-double. He's a great athlete, runs the floor well. What are your thoughts on your first games and first sessions with him?
Myers is going to be great, and you know, he has an attitude and a cockiness about him that I love. You know, you can just see it on the court. You know, he talks trash. You know, I love that about him. And he, you know, that's something that, you know, as a teammate, you gotta love and respect. You know, when he dunks the ball, he'll yell. He's passionate, and he knows he's good. You know, and he defends. He did a great job defensively as well. You know, picking up, you know, our defensive schemes, and just, you know, being a beast inside. That's what, you know, we're all excited about, and him continuing to do for us in the summer league.
Does he remind you a little bit of Joel Prisbilla?
Absolutely. He's definitely like a Joel Prisbilla, where he's a different guy. I'll let him know that he's a different guy. He knows it too, and you know, that makes him special.
Yeah.
Smitty, good luck. Hopefully ankle feels well tomorrow, and we'll be watching you as you take on the Houston Rockets. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes out of your evening. And Casey Holdall said he would buy you the buffet over at the MGM Grand. So you guys go over there. Casey will pick up the tab and have a good rest of the night.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Nolan Smith, our guest here on Trailblazers Courtside. We'll take a break still to come. Chris Haynes from Las Vegas, Comcast Sportsnet Blazer Insider, said some great stuff the last month or so and has been working hard. We'll see how hard. We'll find out who the Trailblazers have been interviewing for the head coaching job, as we know they have been in Las Vegas. Chris Haynes has been all over that. We'll have him on when we come back. Blazers courtside. We even have audio of the fountains at the Rose Garden. Is that Sam Patterson up there?
Yes, it is.
No way. He has no idea he's on TV either. There he goes. Yes, there he goes. The Captain Rich Patterson back in, of course, is a radio studio running things for us. And there is his son out in the green shirt in the fall at the Rose Garden.
Jeez.
You want us to get off the shot because you don't want to see him fall down or something if you're like me. Welcome back, Trailblazers Courtside. Mike Bear back with Mike Rice. I want to thank Nolan Smith for joining us from Las Vegas. Tomorrow night, Blazers taking on the Houston Rockets, 5 o'clock, and we'll have it live right here on Comcast Sportsnet. And also from Comcast Sportsnet, he was on Talkin' Ball last night after the game, and you can read him on CSNNW.com. That is Chris Haynes, who is in Las Vegas. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, guys. How about yourself?
We're doing well. Vegas hot for you, or are you staying in air-conditioned locations?
No, I've been inside, indoors, but I'm used to the heat. I'm from Fresno, so I can handle it if need be.
Fresno, oh, that's the hell on earth. I remember one day there.
Chris, you've been tweeting about the coaching search and what has been going on, and it, you know, Neil Olshea has been active and interviewing a lot of candidates. Who do you have today for us? What kind of names? I think I heard Elston Turner. Anybody else?
No names that I can confirm that he's interviewed. I know he's, man, I've been told that it's going to be around 15 guys. And I know Neil Olshea said last week he plans on interviewing 7 to 10, but I've been told it's going to be more like 15. So it's going to be a lot of guys and that's going to get a shot to show what they can provide and offer. But at the same time, a lot of these candidates that are interviewing, it's pretty much, I don't know if the word is a token, but it's just some of these interviews, like Patrick Ewan, not to say that he's a token interview, but you know how the business works, guys. When, you know, certain guys just get their interviews just to get their name up in the process and, you know, help build up their rep. So it's a number of interviews that's going down and such as that. So, but, you know, at the end of the day, I believe I told you guys before that I think it's a strong case that Brian Shaw, at the end of the day, ends up with the job. But there's going to be a lot of candidates that surface that turns out interviewed. But, you know, I wouldn't take too seriously all of them.
Now, down in Vegas, where is your direction? Is it Nicklaus? Is it free agents? Is it the Blazers summer league team? I mean, there's so much going on with the Blazers, the presidency. Where do you find yourself trying to find out the most information?
I think while I'm here right now, it's the coaches search, because pretty much anybody that's going to interview, you know, for the Blazers job is here. So pretty much that's primarily is my focus. The Nicklaus Batum situation, you know, we've been all over that on CSNNW.com. So, I don't know too many different ways we can cover that fiasco. But I'm just glad that's coming to an end. So, you know, it could be just strictly the coaching search. Then later on down the road, you know, the president search. But, yeah, that's your question, Rice. It goes in my order. It's the coaching search. Tuned and, you know, then just getting a look at these rookies coming out.
Chris, you know, you laugh, and we have talked about this, and I think a lot of people have described it like this, but you say fiasco in the Nick Batum situation. Why has it been? Why was it handled this way, and whose fault is it?
Oh, man, that's a good question. You know, I think a lot of blame has to go, you know, it could go on either side, you know. I think blame has to go on Batum as well. You know, I think he allowed – I've been talking to Batum throughout this whole process. He's made it clear to me that, yes, preferably his city that he would – the city he would have liked to have played for was Minnesota, just for a basketball fit. He's always told me that. But at the same time, he wasn't I don't think he was dead set on not coming here if it wound up being, you know, if it wound up going that way. And, you know, it's agent, you know, his agent probably could have played things a little better. And, but at the end of the day, his agent is getting his client paid. So it's a whole bunch of different scenarios of how things could have played out for the best, because I know for a long time it was, you know, it was just an agent talking, and there was just sources saying Batum didn't want to be here. But at the end of the day, Nicklaus, if he felt otherwise, he probably should have spoke up much sooner than he did. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think he's still going to end up a Blazer. And I reported back this morning that the Blazers reached out to Batum's agent and requested that Batum come in the next couple of days and take a physical. So I indicate that their plan is to match.
Now, knowing Nicklaus and how well he got along with all his teammates, do you think once, if the Blazers do match and he becomes a Blazer again, that he'll have any problems with the returning players?
I don't think the returning players, because I think players know that it's a business. And a lot, you know that unwritten rule amongst players, you know, they don't get too involved with the business side, because everybody wants to get paid. That's just like you do not step on step on the toes of negotiation of other players. You just don't do that, because at the end of the day, if you know, I'm not saying Nicklaus is going to get overpaid, but at the end of the day, if somebody's getting a lot of money that they probably shouldn't be getting, I mean, that benefits another player who, you know, probably might be in that same category. He said, hey, that's the blueprint. Okay, so let me go ahead and ask a little bit more. So, you know, players don't step on their toes. And so I think the locker room, that won't be a problem. Now, winning over the fans, he got some PR moves to do there.
Yeah. Chris, tell us quickly before we take the break just about your thoughts. Last night, the ball game, Damian Lillard, Myers Leonard, they both were impressive. Lillard had a real impressive second half. I know it's summer league, but give me your initial thoughts on these two guys.
I think they played well. I think they had the jitters in the first half, but then I think they came along and showed that they belong at this level. And I know, like I told everybody, you know, it's kind of if they play good, if they play great, then people will say, well, they were supposed to. They were summer league. They're lottery picks. But if they play bad, then there's a problem. So it's like, okay, so they have to play good. You know, that's the best case scenario to leave away from Vegas with. But I think they played good. I think Myers and Lillard, they got a good chemistry going on. I seem like they perfected, but they got that, look like they got that pick and roll situation down pat. Lillard is cutting to the lane and finding Leonard is just an athletic 7-footer. And so I'm impressed, and I think they have a bright future.
All right, Chris, enjoy your time down there, and we'll talk to you a little later in the week, most likely, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Mike. Y'all take care.
All right, Chris Haynes from CSNNW.com has been doing a nice job covering all of this stuff, and it's been a good story, a good summer to be on the Blazer beat, I would think, if you were.
There's just every day there's another story, and, you know, it's going round and round.
And it's nice to have the Summer League ball now to take your attention at least a little bit and give you a taste of some of these new guys that we've heard so much about.
And by the end of the week, we'll know how the Blazers Summer League team has done. They have four more games, and the last three are right in a row. And you do get tired because you just don't play games down there. I mean, you practice on your off days. You have shoot-arounds in the morning. They make it as close to a regular NBA game as they can. Now, what they're going to do in the last three games, I'm not sure. Those are all afternoon games, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, something like that. So it'll be interesting. But those players, by the end of the week, really are tired. And that last game is difficult to win.
And that'll be Saturday at 1.
Saturday at 1.
Miami. So we'll take the break, come back, and wrap up this edition of Trailblazers Courtside right after this. Final segment of the program tonight. You're going to tear your rotator cuff in that right arm. I want to thank our crew tonight. Adam Willis, our producer, Phil Beard, the director, Greg St. Martin on video, Ellen Wood on graphics, Corey Griffin back in the audio tank, Brian Buckwalter, John Curry in here on cameras, Bruce Williams, the engineer, Justin Moulter, the online coordinator, and, of course, the radio engineer. You've seen him, and there he is. Hey, where'd he go? Rich! There he is, Rich Patterson, the captain.
He's making sure his kid's not drowning out at the fountain.
I don't blame him.
There he is.
Tomorrow night, there he is, still out there. Nobody else is out there. I'm surprised.
Yeah, I know it.
What happened to the fire that used to be in the – well, I know Deb is, Rich. I meant other people. No more fire that comes out of those big things? That was used to be cool. Didn't it? Essential Forces. That's what the fountain was called, right? Or is called, I should say. Now it's just Essential Force, perhaps, with water.
Yeah, water.
Tomorrow night, Blazers taking on Houston. What do you look for in the second Summer League game? Not that we want to dissect it too much, because it is just a Summer League game. But
this is
important for him?
No. This is the big man game. The big 7-foot-1 center from Houston.
Monte Yunus.
Yeah, Yunus. Monte Yunus. Yeah. Mo, they say it's M-O-E, but I have heard it the other way. Monte Yunus. And he's...
And we know
their leading scorer.
Always pronounce names.
Yeah, Monte Yunus.
Go ahead and go with your version.
He's leading scorer for Houston, and he's going to go against our big guy. So I think
you get 10 fouls in summer league.
Yeah. It's going to be a banging game. So tune in to see the two big guys go at it.
And it'll be interesting to see what Damian Lillard has in store for game number two. He was jittery in the first half last night. What was he, 1-7? And then third quarter kind of exploded, came back in the fourth, hit some big clutch shots. He was mad at himself for missing the free throws. What do you think?
He'll go against Jeremy Lamb. Jeremy Lamb is the surprise of the summer league. He really has looked good. Everyone said he was too soft for the NBA, but I'll tell you what, he looks like Oscar Robertson, the way he kind of slowly, you know, puts his shot the way
you're comparing Lamb to Oscar Robertson.
I'm saying the way he looks, his delivery, he's going to be a good one in the NBA, you can tell.
Oscar had a few more pounds in muscle on his frame than Lamb does.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, all right. Well, that'll do it for this edition of Trailblazers Courtside. We want to thank our guest Dan Dickow. Nolan Smith joined us via Skype, and Chris Haynes from Comcast Sportsnet and CSNNW.com. Tomorrow night, Trailblazers taking on Houston, 5 o'clock. We will have it right here on Comcast Sportsnet. Thanks to our entire crew. Thanks for all of you, to all of you, for watching and listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. For Mike Rice, I'm Mike Barrett. Good night, everybody.